In May of 2009, when the Sri Lankan army had insurgent Tamil Tiger forces flanked in the country's northeast, analyst Lars Bromley pored over two sets of satellite imagery for the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International had turned to AAAS because they were concerned about the safety of civilians. Two sets of images were captured, one at the start of a heavy battle on May 6th, and one when fighting abated on May 10th. Bromley says visible shell craters offered possible evidence Sri Lanka was firing into an area it had designated as a civilian safety zone.
We were able to basically locate multiple mortar positions that, you know, corresponded with the location of the craters or the pattern of ejecta from the craters. They were definitely Sri Lankan army positions.
Bromley says there was more disturbing visual evidence.
There were definitely some significant expansions that were going on between May 6th and May 10th in the number of graves.
Makeshift camps of people displaced by the Sri Lankan civil war were also gone from the second image. Bromley said it appeared the camps were being hastily dismantled by people in fear for their lives.
With all the other information that we were piecing together at the time, that was a pretty good call to make, basically, that they were fleeing. And it was, you know, basically a chaotic situation going on.
Satellites have increasingly been used to monitor suspected human rights abuses in recent years, but cost still is an obstacle. A single high-resolution image can cost as much as $10,000. Bromley says the potency of satellite imagery increases when it meshes with other technologies. Mobile phone and web-based crowdsourcing platforms like Usahidi make it possible to create a dynamic and interactive crisis map to help flesh out the information in a satellite snapshot.
The magic happens when you start pulling all these things together and, you know, you use them as an array of tools to understand what's going on. The more you understand what's going on, the more likely you are to be able to influence the policy decisions.
Still, satellite images have little power to convey the legal or moral nuances of a conflict. In the case of Sri Lanka, for example, the UN experts' report accuses Tamil Tiger rebels of taking refuge in designated safe zones, effectively using the civilians there as human shields and shooting them if they attempted to escape. Bromley says it is also difficult for satellites to capture the moves of a guerrilla force like the Tamil Tigers.
They would just kind of run out with a mortar tube and fire a few shots and then run back into a shelter. That sort of stuff doesn't appear on a satellite image at all.
As a result, a single image may at times give a misleading view of what has happened on the ground.
You're not able to equally document the actions of both sides. You're able to document the sort of earth-moving things that one side is doing, but you're not able to document the shoot-and-scoot sort of stuff that the other side is doing.
There are also serious ethical concerns related to making satellite images available to the public.
If you're releasing that sort of information in real time in an environment where people are getting killed, you've got to consider how that information is actually being used. It's not all being used for altruistic sorts of purposes. There are, you know, bad people that will have access to that information as well.
Bromley now analyzes satellite images for UNOSAT, a United Nations program that assists humanitarian groups. He says UNOSAT is not publicizing everything it sees in images of Libya to avoid giving a tactical advantage to either side in that country's civil strife. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Delhi.